It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Thursday, April 25th. I am Josh Engelman, here to break down three games for you guys today. We've got Cleveland and Orlando at 7 o'clock. We've got the Knicks and Sixers at 7:30. And we close it out late night hammer style, Denver Nuggets, Los Angeles Lakers. If you're here, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, and follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. Interesting slate yesterday. Didn't expect Miami to win like they did. Got the blowout in Oklahoma City. Got Jalen Williams right. Got Lu Dort right. Did not get Kristaps Porzingis right. And I think day by day, we get closer and closer to the eradication of Jonas Valanciunas. What's up, everybody? Good to see everybody here. Man, weird two-gamer yesterday. Didn't expect the Heat to make 23 threes and shoot 50% from three. Never was going to get to Tyler Hero. He was the highest scorer on the slate. So that was going to always be a limiting factor for me. No regrets. We come back and we work on it today. What's up, everybody? What's good, chat? Shout out Sleeper. Boom. Banner at the top of the screen. They are the presenting sponsor of this show. We'll talk about them in a little bit. Wild day, man. Wild day. Doretta, thank you for being here. Oh, man. Yeah, well, where's Payton Pritchard, homie, at today? Only guy for the Boston Celtics that didn't score a point. Payton Pritchard yesterday. Remember, lock button Payton Pritchard. Peyton Pritchard had 0 points, one rebound, and three assists for a crisp 5.75 fantasy points. Not going to get it done. Got a sneaky suspicion he might not be here today. Only Celtic that didn't get on the board. It's crazy. Yeah, Duncan Robinson wanted more there. You would think in a game where Miami doesn't miss from three that, like, Duncan Robinson has a part of it, and he just didn't. Just didn't need it because everybody else on the team did it. It was rugged. Rugged. Just total nonsense. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It was weird, man. You kept thinking like, oh, well, maybe they'll start guarding these threes. No, didn't do that. And then OKC just absolutely bludgeoned New Orleans. You see Joe Val get off to that hot start, 9 points or 11 points right out of the gate, and they're still losing because every time down the floor, New Orleans is able to get 2 points because Oklahoma City is just going to get three. Over and over and over again. Defense for the Pelicans was dreadful. Couldn't stop anything. Almost has something to do with the fact that their center can't move from the paint. Just fascinating. Fascinating turn of events. Yeah, I know how everybody is looking at Boston and Miami. I blame mostly Joe Mazzulla, but look, if teams are going to shoot Let me see if I can get the number again. I said it. I put it in chat earlier today. When teams shoot 15% from three or higher than their opponents, teams this season are 190-11. You're just not going to win. You're just not going to win. Now, should you be allowing so much volume? Probably not. But if a team is going to shoot 15% better than you from three, there's really not much you can do otherwise. I expect Boston to win game three by a billion. They're not going to allow those looks again, you would think. Or it's a very big Joe Mazzulla problem. Pelicans need Zion. There's a take. All right, you guys want to talk a little bit about these games? They look familiar because we've done this slate before. But let's start it off right now. Cleveland Cavaliers, 2-point dogs in Orlando, 198.5. 198.5 is the total here. Very weird situation. Ron, you know what's really funny? It's not 1 in 10,000. The Miami Heat, this is so crazy. The Miami Heat have shot 50% from three in five playoff games since the beginning of last season. No team in the league has done it more than once. Oh, man. Anyway, let's get to this Cleveland side. Obviously, this is the least appealing. Well, this is the least appealing matchup of anything because Cleveland's offense isn't great. Orlando's isn't great. Both of their defenses are, and they play slow. So 18% ownership is the most coming into anybody from Cleveland. That's Max Strus. 12% to Jared Allen. Single digits to every other player on the Cavs. Now, Jared Allen has looked great so far. I'm taking some stands in some other directions. I'm going right back to Evan Mobley. Didn't work out well for me last time out, but I think you have to go right back to him. He's 7K. He has the power forward eligibility. He's my biggest stand by far. Mobley is going to be a guy that allows me to get a little bit different on today's slate. And it really just isn't going to take much for Mobley, but he's getting no love. 9%. It's 5 to LeVert, 7 to Garland, 3 to Donovan Mitchell, 9 to Mobley, 3 to Niang, 2 to Okoro. There's just no ownership coming into this Cleveland side, and I'm not surprised. Like, I'm a little under on Strus, but it's whatever. I'm right at the field for Jared Allen. Will I end up with a little bit less Mobley later today? Yeah, probably. But he's going to be a guy that I'm probably 3x the field on. Should be a little over a fantasy point per minute. You know, has the ability to play more minutes if need be. They are consolidating the rotation. But there's nobody on Cleveland. Like, even though I'm taking a stand on Evan Mobley, there's nobody on Cleveland that you should be aggressively taking a stand on. Like, we have Strus 20% optimal, 18% owned. We have Mobley 18.5% optimal, 9% owned. So stochastic projections right in line with where I'm at in seeing Evan Mobley as a fantastic value option or as a leverage option. Jared Allen, 16% optimal. They're the only three guys that crossed the 10% mark. Like, I got some Garland. His minutes have been very interesting so far in the first two games. I still went 35 here, but he's 6,600. Tough spot. Not projected well. I have him at 0.9 fantasy points per minute because this matchup just negates possessions. Jason, I completely disagree with everything you just said. I mean, like, I agree that they went to 4 Eastern Conference Finals and 2 Finals appearances. That's really great for Miami. I don't know what that has to do with this series or yesterday's game. I don't know. I blame Boston. What happened to the old crew? Laffy will be on the MLB Live Before Lock show in an hour and 52 minutes. Yeah, the claw. I don't think you really understand how the world works. You could just, you know, follow him on Twitter and see what he's doing, which is not quitting this job. I mean, for Stochastic, maybe. But, yeah. So you give Heat and I'll give Spo some credit. I don't think it's all that hard to be like, hey, guys, when you're open from three, shoot them. I don't. He definitely didn't quit, Claw. But, you know, you tell me more about what you don't know. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to talk more about Cleveland, but good God, they don't look good. Like, the highest ranked dude I have is Evan Mobley at 16th. What do we do here? Do you guys, chat, do you guys like anybody from Cleveland today? Like obviously Strus and Allen, are, like, they're fine, but this is nuts. Like, it's just for only having six games or six teams, this is a wildly unappealing spot. Jason, just FYI, so you know and everybody knows, Vegas doesn't doubt things. They take in money from everybody and things move around based on the money. There's not some crazy cabal sitting behind betting lines being like, we're not going to give the Miami Heat any respect. If you think it's wrong, funnel your money at it. That's what it's there for. Money talks in these situations, and it's not talking to the Miami Heat. Man, so I ask chat, do you like anything from Cleveland? And it's basically just like, Allen, kinda. What's the series price right now? This should be good. If you're such a believer, guys, if you're such a believer, you can go ahead and grab the Miami Heat at plus 1,200. Plus 1,200. But yeah, I see it as Evan Mobley being the most interesting guy from Cleveland because of the ownership. I certainly like Jared Allen. No complaints there, but talent. How's that almost made? Does that help you at all? Hope it does. No, you should count the Heat out. Do you know why? Because they're playing one of the best teams that have been put together heading into the playoffs, and they're not very good. You should count the Heat out completely. Completely. Wouldn't even think twice. The Boston Celtics are minus 125 to win the series 4-1. I'm going to use the information that we have where money dictates things. And just going to let you guys know that the Heat don't have a chance. I don't care that they shot 50% from three yesterday. If you guys think that's sustainable, I hope you're millionaires by the time this series ends. We got to stop thinking that because one thing happens immediately, we think we have information we don't. Because we don't. Nothing's changed. Miami got a boatload of open looks, shot the lights out, won the game. If they shot 40% from three last night, they lose. Put that into perspective.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right, guys, we got the information we needed. Chandra says, you still have to play the games. The Heat can definitely win the series. We all know, if you've been here before, whatever that guy says is definitely the opposite in real life. So there it is, everybody. There it is. We all know the Heat definitely can't win the series. I'm not salty. I'm realistic. You guys want to overreact to one game? Go ahead. You'll be playing DeLon Wright as well. Let's go to Orlando. Now, very different team here. Get ready for this ownership. 47% to everybody's favorite chalk play, John Isaac. 35 to Franz Wagner, Jalen Suggs, Mo Wagner, Paolo Banchero. Gabriel, why are we acting like they made the playoffs going away? They're the 8th seed in the playoffs. They barely made it. Why are you acting like they just lapped the field and got the 3 seed? I think saying that you don't think the Miami Heat are going to make the playoffs is a pretty decent take prior to the beginning of the year, considering they snuck in. Look at this ownership. 47 Isaac, 30 plus, Wagner, Suggs, Wagner, Banchero, 20 to Gary Harris, my boy. There's a lot going on for Orlando. Very, 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 very different situation for Orlando. Very. What am I getting messages for? A billion of them. All right. Let's talk about what we've got here for the Magic. I assume we basically see the same thing that we've seen. I'm curious if they cut Markel Fultz from the rotation. I think he played like 6 or 7 minutes in game 2. And the fact that Suggs went down and he didn't even pick up a little bit more time in that first half is surprising. But I don't really see any other spots they could wiggle around. I do find Mo Wagner interesting. He's the guy that I think could end up being out on the floor a little bit more if they're trying to juice the offense. But let's break it down for each guy. Isaac's 47% owned. I have him as the number 5 play for today. But I'm still under the field here. He's 47%. I'm just nervous about that ownership. Does he look good? Yeah. Is he a fantasy point per minute guy? Yeah. Is he over-owned? Just like it was last time, I still think so. Now, we gave him 28 minutes. We have him 46% optimal, so we agree with it. I went 26 minutes. 28 feels high. I don't feel totally comfortable that he immediately gets that sort of playing time, but he certainly can. And I'm guessing he continues to be in the starting lineup. I like John Isaac. He's a great per-minute dude. You should be playing him in cash games. I'm not confident that he should be the most owned guy on Orlando. I think that should probably be Franz Wagner. He's my most exposed Orlando Magic guy. I have him in for 37 minutes. He's small forward only, 6,700, right at a fantasy point per minute. He fills a very difficult position. He's the guy that I have my eye on the most coming from Orlando. We have Franz 33% optimal, 34% owned. But look at this. Look at the optimal rates and ownership here for the Magic. In comparison to what we saw for Cleveland, 31, 33, 31% optimal for Banchero, Wagner, and Suggs. 46% for John Isaac. Another 20 for Mo Wagner. Another 14 for Gary Harris. There's a lot going on here for Orlando that looks good, and I agree with it. I have 36% of my boy Gary Harris once again. 32 minutes, 4K. Now, the price is a little bit of a problem for Harris. He looked a lot better in the mid-threes, that's for sure. But even at 4K, given his minutes, I'm going to be getting back to Gary Harris. Not the same sort of like, dude, you have to get to him play, but I still love the value at shooting guard. I hate that he only has shooting guard eligibility. That's pretty annoying. Suggs is 35% owned. I'm half the field there. It's not that I don't think he looks good. He ranks in my top 10. I just think he's pulling a little bit too much ownership. We have him 31% optimal, 35% owned. I'm at 32 minutes. We're at 32 minutes. He looks good. Like, I'm certainly getting to him. I'll be in and around 20%. And then we work our way down. Let's talk about the guy that I'm fading the most here from Orlando. Paolo Banchero, 8K, power forward only. I went 39 minutes. He's 38% owned. This is a spot where, and this, I think this is part of the reason why I'm getting to so much Evan Mobley. If Paolo Banchero is going to be 38% owned, I'm going to zag and take the lower owned Evan Mobley. It's not that a Banchero doesn't look good. I have him ranked eighth. I just think he's over owned. We have him 31% optimal, 37.5% owned. That's a little bit of negative leverage. But I think Banchero is just pulling a little bit too much love, and it's pretty easy to find other power forward options to get to. Not that he's not a great play, and I probably wouldn't hate to have more, but 38% is more than I'm looking for. It's the Mo Wagner piece that I'm most concerned with, because he's in a third of lineups right now, and I'm a little bit light, but I do think that he's the sneak guy from Orlando. I think, technically, I like Mo Wagner in the same way that I would like Gary Harris last time, but the ownership is already here now. Could he play his way into a couple extra minutes? For sure. Last time out, we saw Mo Wagner play just shy of 21. I only have him in for 15. We have him in for 16. If you're a believer in him getting to like 18 or 19 minutes, he's a really good value. It all sort of just depends on how well is Isaac going? How well do the Wendell Carter Jr. minutes go? I don't think he's all that interesting. I want to get to a lot here. I have five guys, basically 20% or higher, but I am coming in quite a bit under the field overall for Orlando. We have Orlando 223% owned. They are by far the most owned team. Orlando has almost as much projected ownership as the entire Knicks-Sixers game. It's only off by 6%, which is crazy. I think Orlando's getting a bit too much love, especially in this spot. Their salaries are advantageous, but their offensive ceiling, I think, is what's taking a bite out of some of my exposure. S.A. Walker, how do you adjust your lineups to account for ownership change from the morning to lock? I run the Sims again and take whatever the Sims give me. You should sign up for the Sims by clicking the link in the description. Head on over to Stochastic and grab our NBA Sims Max package, because that will be able to help you. But I don't think about it. I just run our data through our tools again. So whatever changes, it gets handled on its own. All right. Anybody have any questions here about Orlando? Marco, if you were able to pick one player from Orlando, who would it be? That would be Franz Wagner for me. Small forward's just the hardest spot to fill, and I think he's in a pretty good spot heading home. John Isaac's probably like the realistic answer, but if I'm going to be playing multiple lineups, then I think it's easier to get away from him a little bit. All right, guys, schedule for the rest of today. Let's talk it through. MLB live before lock. You get Laffy and Greg at noon, taking you all the way up to 1 o'clock. We have the NHL strategy show coming up at 2 p.m. Then myself and Eric will be back at 6 o'clock tonight for NBA Live Before Lock, leading directly into Greg and I on playback tonight, 7 to 8. We'll watch the first bit of Cleveland Orlando. We'll watch a little bit of Knicks and Philly, and then we'll duck on out of there. But you guys can come watch the games with us on playback. Go to playback.tv/stochastic. If you get one of our VIP passes, great. You could watch along with us. If the game is not on national TV and you have league pass, you could watch along with us as well. All right, let's go to Knicks and Philly. New York Knicks, 5-point dogs in Philadelphia, 202 total. Really weird ownership coming in for the Knicks. Obviously, Knicks are up 2-0. They are 5-point dogs today. Biggest underdog on the slate is the New York Knicks. Think about that for a second. This one gets really tricky. Think about this ownership. 25% to OG Anunoby, 20 to Hartenstein, 15 to DiVincenzo, 15 to Jalen Brunson, 15 to Josh Hart, 10 to Mitchell Robinson, 6 to Boyan. Now, I am very light here on some of these Knicks guys. Way under on DiVincenzo. Way under on Hartenstein. Under on Josh Hart. A little bit over on Mitchell Robinson. Neutral on Brunson. And then a little bit over on OG Anunoby. I think Ananobi's the easiest guy to get to. Should play around 34 minutes. Has an MPE. 5,100. Not great per minute. And definitely out there for more defense than offense. But that position and price makes it easy to roster him. The center spot is such a crapshoot, it's hard to even talk about it. In game one, we got 30 minutes out of Mitchell Robinson and 18 out of Isaiah Hartenstein. In game two, we got 30 minutes out of Isaiah Hartenstein and 18 out of Mitchell Robinson. I went 24-24. I don't know how else you project these guys. It seems like it's your only real option. That's the same thing that Stochastic did as well. Now, Mitchell Robinson is questionable for today. Obviously, if he doesn't play, this becomes a lot easier to discuss because Isaiah Hartenstein is going to play north of 30 minutes, and then you're going to give a little bit of playing time to Precious Achiuwa at 3,100 as the backup center, probably. At which point, Precious Achiuwa will be at least a little bit of a conversation point just because of his price. But for right now, based on the minutes, if Mitchell Robinson is in, cross your fingers and hope you get the center decision right, because there's not a person on the planet that can tell you they're confident which one of those two dudes plays more minutes. I went 43 minutes to Josh Hart. We went 41 on the site. We have him as negative leverage. I think you have to be very aware that he can play all 48 minutes today. I don't know how you could project him for much. The most that I could go to for Hart in game three is probably 44 minutes. If you get to like game six or seven, then I think you could start projecting like 45, 46. But I have a hard time going much higher. 43 is a lot. I still only got to 10% of him. I don't want to say anything negative about him. I would bet his unders if I could, or like, I would bet his unders if I had to take anything. But he certainly makes me uncomfortable just based on that minute ceiling. Brunson, honestly, is a little sneaky at 9,400, 14% owned. I went 41 minutes. There's not much else I could do. Massive usage rate, 34%. Massive assist rate, 35%. But the problem in this game, Knicks defense and Sixers defense are right around top 10. Knicks are 30th in pace. The Sixers are 28th in pace. There's such a reduction in possessions in this game that you just don't have those guys separating from the pack. And the Knicks rotation isn't changing enough to get any sort of real good like price changes. Could DiVincenzo play a couple extra minutes? Yeah. Could Miles McBride play a couple extra minutes in lieu of DiVincenzo? Yeah. Do either one of those guys make me feel good? No. I find it hard to take stands on the Knicks. Our boom bust tool has 24% optimal to Mitchell Robinson, 10% owned. That's not going to exist like that. Either the ownership comes up or the optimal will come down, but it does seem like we're leaning a little bit more towards Mitchell Robinson than anybody else. But around 15% optimal for Brunson, DiVincenzo, Anunoby, and Boyan. We have 21 minutes for Boyan. I'm not as big of a believer in that minutes total. We saw Boyan only play 11 and a half minutes last time out. We didn't see that minutes bump. You know, we got the full 48 out of Josh Hart. If Josh Hart's going to play 44 minutes, Boyan is just simply not going to be able to get as many minutes as you would like. So I think we end up seeing his minutes projection come down a bit. And if you guys are curious, Chandre says Hart is a must play. Yes, a must play that is 8% optimal. I should add once again, always do the opposite of whatever he thinks. Josh Hart, not a must play today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Feels good. Feels good. All right. Anybody have any Knicks questions? Will Hart really be that low? He should be. They're just really not a team that I think there's a lot to talk about. Like, you're probably getting one or two Knicks in everything that you're building. Should I play Hartenstein or Mitchell Robinson? No idea. Does Brunson go off tonight? He is the guy that I'm most interested here from the Knicks. Possible Melton return. I'm not going to lie, Mark Curry. I didn't project him in because I don't expect him to play today. If he ends up in, though, I would imagine we're not all that excited about it. Probably comes at the expense of a bit of Kyle Lowry and quite a bit of Buddy Hield. In single entry, if Robinson is out, is Achiuwa a must? No. Do I think Philly wins tonight? I think it would be crazy to say no to that, considering they're 5-point favorites. I'm not a big believer in choosing things that are significantly less likely to happen for no reason. It's no different than everything we just talked about. Philly's 5-point favorites. You take every game that's ever a 5-point favorite, there's a certain percentage they're going to win. I would be crazy to think that the Knicks would win. Best sub 5K play so far. So through half of the games. I mean, it's John Isaac. It's John Isaac. All right, let's go to Philly. Did we put him in? Not really. We didn't. What's Melton's price? Because that's really all that matters. He's 4,100. Okay, we don't really have to worry about him anyway. But that information will matter. Let's talk about Philly, because this is a team that I'm getting to pretty heavily and that is getting quite a bit of ownership. But I'm flying over the field. If we're looking for a team that I'm backing today, the Philadelphia 76ers is that team. 32% ownership coming into Tobias Harris. 25 to Embiid, Oubre, and Maxey, plus another 16 coming into Kyle Lowry. Now, some of this is going to get adjusted a little bit, but the take here is pretty easy. I am 2Xing Joel Embiid, 10,400. I got him in for 38 minutes. He looks amazing. If Joel Embiid is really 23% owned, I'm going to have close to double that. 24% ownership to Kelly Oubre at 5,500. This is a spot where the Melton return could, like, if you cut Oubre to 32 minutes, you're really not going to get there. So Melton will affect the upside in minutes for someone like Kelly Oubre. For right now, I've got Oubre 56%. He's 24% owned, 2xing Oubre. Kyle Lowry, another guy that will probably get a bite taken out of his playing time if this doesn't go well. 4,700 for Lowry, point guard, shooting guard eligible. He's 16% owned. I've got 44. Now, we have Lowry for 33 minutes. I have 35. I do think that I have his minutes probably one or two too high. So I think Lowry probably a little over projected for me right now. That's going to be one that comes down. I got 6% of Batum. He's just going to be out there because he's a guy that just fits and helps defensively. I have 40% of Tobias Harris. I got him in for 36 minutes. He's 32% owned. He's very easy to get to with the MPE. And then for Maxey at 7,900, I gave him 43 minutes. I'm neutral to the field. I took his under on Prize Picks, but this team has five guys, 20% optimal or higher. Maxey, Lowry, Oubre, Harris, Embiid. No real crazy leverage, but this is just the side of the game that I want to get to. Game means more for Philly. They're heading back to Philly. The prices look pretty good. All we need to know is that Melton status, but this is the team that I'm going to be getting to in a big way. I have 210% ownership to Philly. We're projecting 123, so I'm basically 2xing the Sixers. I do have more of the Lakers right now, just by a little bit. Lakers and Sixers are my two favorite teams based on today. What about $3,900 Buddy Hield? Unplayable. Fully unplayable. Anybody have any Sixers questions? What I really want you guys to do is join me on the Joel Embiid hill, because 10-4 for Embiid, if he's playing 38 minutes, easiest dude to want to get to at a pay-up spot. Until we talk about some other guys for the Lakers, like LeBron James. But I love getting to Embiid here. Love it, love it, love it. I mean, I have 40% of Harris, Lowry, Oubre, and Embiid. I won't have the 40 of Lowry. That'll come down. But whoo, love it. This is a Batum game. Could be. A little too expensive right now, but could be. Yeah, I love getting to Embiid here. Absolutely love it. What did he drop out? He had 59 last time out in 39 minutes. Yeah, sign me up. You got 59 again, you're feeling all right. Anybody have any more Sixers questions? Jack Adams, I have no preference. Just out of curiosity, guys, do you like MLB DFS? Would you like to sign up for our MLB lineup generator? It's $5 for your first week. There's a link in the description of this video. I think it's the best tool for anybody that wants to test out what we have at Stochastic. We generate thousands and thousands and thousands of lineups, and then we evaluate them and we get rid of everything that we don't think is any good. We present the rest to you. Click save if you like it. Click discard if you don't. You could save up to 20 via CSV and export them. You could lock players and swap players, build contrarian, balanced, or chalky builds. Everything is right in front of you. It works perfectly mobily. So you could use it on your phone, build out a couple lineups for yourself. For $5 to check it out, worst case scenario, cancel anytime during that first week. You're only out $5. We'll have this deal for a little bit longer, so you don't want to sleep on it. But if you want to sign up for some MLB DFS content, the MLB lineup generator using the promo code DOUBLE is $5. Jeffrey McNally, smart. Don't take the best plays. That's a good idea. Cut 50% of them completely out. Is it worth playing considering the pace? Well, not a lot of pace in most of these games today. Antoine Murphy with the hot take of, if someone's playing well, they could get more minutes. Hot take. Just for reference sake, Buddy Hield played 11 and 14 and a half minutes in the first two games. And they didn't seem to like playing him down the stretch either. And they might get DeAnthony Melton back. But sure. Sure. Yes. Those minutes could be higher if everything is going well for Buddy Hield. Almost like something you could say about literally everybody that plays. All right, I got nothing else for Philly. So let's go to Denver. Tough team to get to today for me personally. They're one-point dogs in LA, 215 total. 33% ownership to Jamal Murray. 33% projected ownership to Michael Porter Jr. 20 to KCP. 20 to Nikola Jokic. 20 to Aaron Gordon. So basically, you can play the Denver starting five. You're not going to anything else. Well, we like Denver way more than I do. We have Murray 30% optimal, Porter 30% optimal, KCP and Jokic both 20, Aaron Gordon 13. I'm fading all of them. And I'm going to be very honest here. I don't like this. I did get 14% of Aaron Gordon, so neutral-ish. I did get 16% of KCP, so neutral-ish. I have 6% of Jamal Murray at 33% owned. I'm terrified. I have 4% of Nikola Jokic at 20% owned. I'm terrified. I have 8% of Michael Porter Jr. at 33% owned. I'm less terrified, but not exactly excited. I am extra special light on Denver today. And boy, oh boy, does that not excite me. Because I love Denver. I think they're a fantastic team. I love their starting five. I wish I were getting to them. Whether it's a price situation, whether it's a I find it easier to get different elsewhere situation, something is causing me to not get to these guys. We're not even showing all that much negative leverage. Hell, we basically don't have it on Murray, and I'm not getting there. But I have Murray projected for 43. We have him projected for 44. I'm not all that different. I have Jokic at 62. We have him at 63 and change. Not all that great. Or not all that different. Still not getting there. I'm prioritizing Embiid over Jokic. I'm definitely prioritizing LeBron James over both of those guys. But I'm terrified at what I'm getting here from Denver. But I don't think the prices are very helpful. Like, I love Jamal Murray. $8,100 for him today is a pretty healthy price tag. Like, here's one. Here's a real one for you guys. Let's have this conversation. Jamal Murray today, 8,100, point guard eligible, 33% owned, right? We got that. We have him projected for 44 fantasy points. Donovan Mitchell, point guard, shooting guard, 8,600, $500 more expensive. We have him projected for 39.5. I actually have him at 42.5. Donovan Mitchell is 3% owned. 33% Murray, 3% Donovan Mitchell. That is not the ratio for how often Donovan Mitchell beats Jamal Murray relative to salary. Now, I only got to 6% of Donovan Mitchell, but what this shows me is that Jamal Murray's pulling too much love. There's a pivot right there for you at very little ownership. If you want to build a relatively chalky lineup and just swap Murray to Mitchell, do something else with that $500, you make a much more unique lineup. But I don't think those guys should be separated by what they are. And you're basically paying the extra $500 for the MPE from Mitchell. It's not even about the projection difference. The fact that you could buy an extra position is important. What do you guys think there? How do you see that relationship between Jamal Murray and Donovan Mitchell? Like, you even have Maxey at 7,900 less owned than Murray. I think Maxey certainly looks better than Jamal Murray relative to ownership. Very curious to see that ownership for Murray. Meanwhile, we have someone like MPJ, who is 6,300 and 30% owned. You've got, like, is Michael Porter Jr. all that different than, now we don't really have anybody else in that range. Everybody's already sort of pulling that ownership, so I don't have as much to say there about MPJ. He just happens to be somebody I'm not getting with. Anybody have any Nuggets questions? I do not like fading the defending champs, but look, if the Lakers are going to get one, game three in LA, like, at least on paper, it feels like it's this one. I do like that I am heavy on Orlando, Philly, and the Lakers, all three home teams, all three teams that are down 0-2. I'm getting to the teams that I would want to get to today. Even if it might feel unappealing, if you're looking at it on paper, they are the three teams you want to get to. They're also the three favorites today. That matters. Worth it to get them Christian Brown for cheap value? No. Will Jokic do more scoring or assisting on the road? I have no idea. I'm just curious to see which of these teams go down 3-0. Like, you have to assume at least one of these home teams win, and probably your assumption is going to be two, but somebody's about to pick up a road win. We're up to 440 people in the door. Hit that like button if you haven't done it yet. Sleeper, baby. Get up to $500 on your first deposit. I talk about it every single time. You will never find an easier way to acquire money than taking advantage of these deposit bonuses. Whatever you can get up to $500, they'll match. You have $294, they will match $294. It's like every other Pick'em site, although they do have dynamic payouts. So you can get a multiplier on some of those sides, 100x payouts. That's a lot of X, you know? It's a lot of X. We have Odds Shopper that you could use that will help you out recommending plays throughout the day. You could use the Sleeper Optimizer to take all of those plays and build out your cards if you want to. Easiest thing you could do is sign up using the link in the description of this video. Get up to $500 on that deposit. Minimum $20 deposit. What else we got? If you have Jokic for 25, 10, and 6, that is a really terrible Nikola Jokic projection. Who's today's Jovic? That's a great question. Don't know. Demetrius, Gary Harris is good, but it's not the same thing now that he's 4K. All right, let's finish it off. Let's go to the Lakers, the team that I am most exposed to. Kaboom. We have 40% ownership coming into D'Angelo Russell. We have 40% coming into Rui. 35 to Reeves. 20 to AD. 20 to LeBron. The guy getting the least amount of ownership of anybody getting ownership is LeBron James at 17%. I think LeBron James is the number one play today. He's in 54% of my lineups. I'm going to be 3Xing LeBron all day. 9,500, small forward, power forward. If I'm paying up for one dude today, it is absolutely LeBron James. No doubt about it for me. Got the extra day of rest heading into game three, getting out of elevation, which has to help his old ass legs. I want all of the LeBron James. Definitely the guy you want to get to. I'm also over the field on Austin Reeves, who's 35% owned. I'm definitely under on AD. I'm not surprised by that. I'm going to prefer Joel Embiid today. 9,800 for AD without power forward eligibility now. A lot harder to get there. I did get to some D'Angelo Russell. There's no chance I'm getting up to 40%. That's just a little bit too high for me. But the guy that we really need to talk about is the guy that I have the most of. 39% owned Rui Hachimura is in 76% of my lineups. I hate it. I hate it so much. He's been dreadful in the first two games. But he played 38 minutes in game two. It takes very little for him to pay this off at 4,800. You can use him across small forward and power forward. I just like the flexibility that Rui provides. So Rui Hachimura is going to be the guy that I'm getting to in a big, big way. Now, we have Rui 30% optimal. We have Reeves 30% optimal. We have Russell 30% optimal. We have LeBron and AD both around 20. So we're showing a little bit of negative leverage. I can't help it. I want LeBron, Rui, and to a lesser extent, Austin Reeves a lot. A lot, a lot. S.A. Walker, that is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen anybody put in chat. You should not be looking at whatever you're looking at and using it to make decisions. I already took the over on Rui on Prize Picks as well. I mean, it's not like the industry thinks that Rui Hachimura is chalk. It's just how math works. We don't pick who we think is going to get owned. It's just obvious who it's going to be. And Rui Hachimura is going to be one of the most owned guys today. I'm fascinated by this Lakers team coming home. The only thing that concerns me a little bit, like, do I want to have a little bit more AD? Sure. But at the same time, like, I'm already not playing Jokic, and I'd rather have more Jokic than Anthony Davis. Yeah, Mark, over on Rui's PRA. I think I got it at 17.5. It's the 38 minutes that he played last time out that's really slowing me down, because that's just a lot of playing time for a guy that didn't play well either game. Yeah, line hasn't moved yet, at least. Slink 2. My recommendation would be go to stochastic.com and go to our free player compare tool, where you can do 1v1s and 2v2s and get all of our advanced data, projections, ownership, optimal rates, boom score, bust score, and a direct comparison of their fantasy points. Again, stochastic.com, go to tools, player compare, totally free. Yeah, Ron, he's going to be that highly owned. He absolutely is. Look, I have him ranked second overall. That doesn't take into account anything based on ownership. We have him 30% optimal. It's a fantastic price tag. It's the best game environment. It's the great MPE. The dude's going to be 40% owned. 35 plus for sure. Just is. I hope he's not. I hope we go to lock and he's 25% owned. That'd be great. I'd love to take the stand because he should be owned. I have LeBron James and Rui Hachimura 1 and 2 today. And I have Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell 6th and 7th. That's 4 Lakers in the top 10. What else we got here? Anybody else have any other Lakers questions before we get on out of here? This is fun, man. This is fun. All right. Since we have 3 home favorites, which road dog wins today? Let me know in chat or let me know in the comments of this video. But for now, I think we are going to duck on out of here. We could do that, Miles. I have this is based off of my projections. Number 1 ROI lineup: Maxi, Oubre, Franz, Ananobi, Isaac, Reeves, LeBron James, Rui Hachimura. Anoush, no, I'm not going to do contenders. Let's see. Cavs, Nuggets, Cavs, Knicks, Cavs, Knicks, Knicks, Cavs, Cavs, Nuggets. The only... I thought it was the only one, but it wasn't. Ooh, Jack Adams, Knicks and Cavs. All right. All right. Knicks will sweep. Whew. That's a bold take for them being 5-point dogs today, guys. Hope you're betting at Moneyline. Put your money where your mouth is. My mouth is about to leave this show. Guys, thank you for being here. Hit that like button on your way out the door. I appreciate it. Friday slate tomorrow. We close out the work week. I hope everybody enjoys their night. Pick up a winner. I'm coming for that 100K. Good luck, everybody. I will talk to you later. This was the NBA Strategy Show. MLB Live Before Lock is not next. It's at noon. Don't miss it.